أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, the topic under discussion was the advantages of morality. So far, I have touched different advantages of morality. The last advantage which I touched was the advantage that was very much important according to the scholars of morality. I said previously that if one observes moral values and moral principles, he will be able to adjust his desires and his emotions. He will not be controlled by his desires. Rather, his desires and his passions will be controlled by him. I pointed out that the best way one can control his emotions and desires is that one should reach a state of equilibrium. One must not go to the extremes. One must follow a middle path. One must be moderate. And this is what the theory of the mean is suggesting and is advising us to follow. Mulla Sadra, following Al-Ghazali, a moral scholar, suggests the same thing. He says that if a person is moderate, if a person follows the middle path, that will be the best. According to Mulla Sadra, a well-known Muslim philosopher of recent times, man is created in order to get the habits of the angels. Man is created in order to reach closer to angels and to similarize himself to angels. According to Mulla Sadra, this may not happen very easily because we are human beings and God has given us desires, emotions, and passions. We cannot get rid of all these desires, emotions, and passions as long as we live in this world. So the best thing we can do to liken ourselves to the angels is that we should get distance from these desires as much as we can. We must decrease the degrees of this emotion to the extent we can. According to this philosopher, if one follows the middle path and if one does not go to the extremes, it is as if he has detached himself from all these desires. And this is the best state of affair. This is the best one can do in this connection. So, to reach a state of equilibrium in terms of managing the desires is what the moral scholars tell us to do. And if one reaches this state of affair, he will be really a person who is following moral values and who is observing moral values. And if a person reaches this state, he is really a hero. He is really a hero. Here I must quote a story that is related in our books from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. This story tells us that if a person is in control of his desires, if a person is dominant over his desires, he is really a hero. Once the Holy Prophet was passing by a crowd of young people, these young people had gathered there in order to lift a weight and to do a competition, weight lifting competition. Everyone was lifting the weight in order to show the power of his muscles. When the Holy Prophet was passing by, he asked, "What are you doing?" Somebody said, "We are competing each other in terms of lifting weight. And we want to find out who is the best and who is the most powerful." Do you know what did the Holy Prophet say? The Holy Prophet said, "Okay, you are doing a good thing. But according to me, the most powerful among you is he who is in control of his desires. The hero among you is he who is the master of his emotions, who is dominant over his desires." So you see that this tradition is very clear and telling us that the dominance over desires, the management of desires, is very important. Compared to physical works, this is very important. And it can also be called Jihad Akbar or the Greater Jihad. And somewhere the Holy Prophet has rightly mentioned that going to the battlefield and fighting with the enemies is not the greater war, it is the smaller war. But to fight against one's own desires, to fight against one's own wishes and emotions is a greater jihad. Because if a person is able to control his desires, he is able to go to the battlefield and fight with the enemies. But on the contrary, if a person is not able to control his desires, he will not be able to go to the battlefield and to fight with the enemies. So the most important thing is that one is able to control one's desires. So this was also one of the advantages of morality which I touched before. And today I want to introduce another advantage of morality. This is also a very important advantage. According to Islamic texts and according to the traditions available, if one observes moral values, this will sharpen one's vision. And vision is very important in everybody's life. The difference between a person who has got a sharp vision and the person who is deprived of having such a vision is that when there is a time of crisis, when there is a time of sedition or fitna, everything will be mixed. Truth will be mixed with falsehood. corrupt people will be under the guise of good people, and good people will be mistaken for bad people. If everywhere the atmosphere is cloudy, in such a situation, what you need is a sharp vision. A sharp vision plays the role of a magnificent tool in this regard. It plays the role of a telescope for observing heavenly objects. When you do not have this tool, you can observe the heavenly bodies. Because heavenly bodies are too far from you, and you are not able to see it without a telescope. Similarly, when there is sedition, when there is discord among the nation, when truth is mixed with falsehood, you need a tool to save yourself. And the tool that saves you in this connection is your vision. If you are in possession of a sharp vision, you will be able to find your path and to reach your destination. But if you are deprived of such a vision, and if you do not have such a vision, of course you will be misled. You will not be able to find the true path. God gives a distinguishing power to those who observe piety. God gives this power to those who are pious. God gives this valuable characteristic to those who observe moral values. So the observation of moral values, the practice of moral values, is very helpful. It helps you to see the truth properly, to discern the truth correctly. Without this tool, you are not able to do the right thing in the right time. And if you go give a look at the history of Islam, you will find out examples of people who have observed moral principles and as a result are in position of sharp vision. And you will also find examples of people who have not observed moral values and as a result are deprived of sharp vision. Take the example of the Battle of Kamal or the Battle of Jamal. This was a battle between Imam Ali on the one side and Aisha on the other. These two people were important people during the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Both were Muslims and both were important. But when the Holy Prophet passed away, things changed. They began to differ with each other. And this is what we call sedition. This is a time we call it the mixture or a time when truth is mixed with falsehood. In such a difficult time, the thing that helps you is a sharp vision. Those who had got a sharp vision, they followed Imam Ali. But those who were deprived of having such a vision, they did not follow Imam Ali. They did not take part in the battle. And if they took part in the battle, they did not take the side of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. The same happened in the Battle of Karbala. In the Battle of Karbala, the battle was between truth and falsehood. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, in his companions, were on the right path. They were the real followers of the Holy Prophet. Imam Hussein was the descendant of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. But on the other side, there was the army of falsehood, the army of Yazid, the army who did not believe in truth, but was misusing the truth. But since all these groups were claiming that they were Muslims, since all these two groups were claiming that they were adhering to the teachings of Islam, therefore we say that in this situation, the truth is mixed with falsehood. And it is difficult to distinguish between truth on the one hand and falsehood on the other. It is difficult to find out the right path. In such a situation, what helps you a lot is sharp vision. It is through sharp vision that you can find your path. But what can bring about sharp vision? What can cause you to have sharp vision? According to moral principles, according to the Islamic teachings, the observation of moral principles is very helpful in this regard. If you observe moral principles, you will be given sharp vision. If you follow moral principles, you will be given a sharp vision by God the Almighty. But if you do not pay heed to such kind of principles, of course, in such a situation, you will not know what to do. You will get confused. You will not be able to find the right path. You see, if a person is not able to find the truth, then his life will be miserable. His future will be destroyed. Because if he commits a mistake, if he does not follow the right direction, what will happen? He will be following a path that will lead to destruction. He will follow falsehood. If he follows falsehood, what will happen? He will destroy his future. He will not have any future. So that is why it is very important. In the Holy Quran also tells us that the observation of moral values leads to having a sharp vision and to strengthening a sharp vision in you. This is the Holy Quran that says, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى. It is a story, but this story is very much important. According to the Holy Quran, there was a group of people. They were practicing moral values, and they were believing in God, the Almighty. They were doing whatever was proper and whatever was right. And they were refraining from whatever was wrong. And they were very good people. And since they were such a good people, therefore God says, وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. Therefore God says, I increased their awareness. I gave them guidance. Guidance is given by God to those who follow moral principles, according to this verse. And it is not given to every person. It is given to those who follow such principles and who respect such principles. So this is also very important from the perspective of moral principles. Let me touch another advantage of observing moral values. According to Islamic documents, if a person follows moral principles, this will lead to the perfection of his faith. Faith is not something that is not changeable. Rather, faith is something that is changeable. It can increase at some times, and it can decrease at other times. If you do good things, your faith will be strengthened. But if you, God forbidance, do bad things, then your faith will be weakened. Your faith will get decreased. From among different things that strengthened faith is the observation of moral values. According to Islamic texts, if a person follows moral principles, he will be able to have a strong faith, and his faith will not get weakened. There is a tradition from Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, in Usul Kafi, that says, "Inna akmal al mu'minina imanan ahsanuhum khulqa." Those from among you, those who have got a good manner, those who are well behaved, they are more perfect in terms of faith. In other words, those who are followers of moral principles, they are the best in terms of faith, and they have the best faith, and they have the strongest faith compared to others. A person who has got faith, he will be able to do the things properly, and he will not be misled. A strong faith is very important in one's life. Maybe they can fix or they can put hidden cameras here and there. The police may be present here and there, but still they are not able to control every moment of your life. The thing that can help you to control your life fully and completely is faith. If you have faith in God, if you have faith in the hereafter, this will be the best hidden camera for you. This will be the best police for you, because this will not let you do anything bad. This will not let you take any wrong direction. It is present with you everywhere and every time. So that is why faith is very much important. And those who have got a strong faith, they will be good people. And since they are good people, and since they are well behaved, therefore they will enter the paradise. And that is the best thing. And that is why there is a tradition that says, وَأَكْثَرْ مَا يَلِجْ بِهِ أُمَّتِي الْجَنَّةِ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنَ الْخُلُقِ. The best thing through which the people, the believers, can enter the paradise is piety and is good manner. If you have got good morality, if you observe moral values, you have more chance than others to enter the paradise. People may enter paradise on account of different reasons, on account of different factors. But the reason that is very much strong and the reason that is very much helpful is piety. If you observe piety, if you observe moral values, you have the best chance to enter paradise. And to enter paradise is not something that one can overlook. It is very much important. To sum up my speech today, I should say that today I touched two of the main advantages of moral principle. One of the advantages of observing moral principle is that it increases or it sharpens your vision. And since vision is very much important, especially in difficult times, in the time of sedition, therefore, observing moral values is also important. Another advantage of observing moral values is that it perfects your faith. It completes your faith. If you observe moral values, your faith will get perfect. And since the perfection of faith is important, therefore the observation of moral principles is also important. Thank you very much.